When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Mallory Donahue.
This is ZD Donahue, and this is not going to be an easy podcast. I can already tell.
Oh, I think it'll be very easy for you, Mom.
She's cackling at me.
Okay,
already.
I go. We haven't done a feel free to compliment me episode in a while. And Mom's like, yeah. And I said, let's do my baby lock tech dress, thinking I could take up half the episode. We'll have a message break. And then Mom could do something. I said, do you have anything that you could, do like a feel free to compliment me thing? And she goes, no. And then she turns toward me and like, does this like smug little smile. Like she's like, of course, Mallory, I have something you can compliment me on.
Like everything.
She's like, well, yeah, I mean, think of all the amazing things I've done. Okay.
I costumed.
I wanted a specific current example, okay? Well, I'll start. Let me take it away, ZD, okay?
I'll talk about, I could talk about that.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Okay. So, first of all, before we get started, if you want to receive a weekly love note from me and ZD, from ZD and me, go to sewhere.com/love note and sign up for our newsletter. Okay, I want to talk about the dress I made for Baby Lock Tech, and I was so cute.
You are cute.
You can feel free to compliment
me. You actually
wore
that to the wedding, too.
I did. Yeah. It's like, I think I'm going to, if
sort of a standard.
If anyone took me out anywhere, I'd wear
kinda
it.
It's kind of like the little black dress you have, yeah.
It is a little bit. So there is a fabric store.
I wouldn't wear it to a funeral. It's too sparkly.
It's a little too sparkly. It's quite sparkly. There's a fabric store in town that actually went out of business, and we went there, and we recommended it to people. You know, while it was open.
We bought a few things.
And we bought this fabric that was a remnant of this designer fabric by Derek Lamb, apparently.
Oh, okay.
That's the lore. I always love these designer end, like, you can never know if that's true. I mean, you maybe could, but like in this case, no, I did not know. I can't be sure, you know, who's.
But you liked it. It didn't matter.
I love it. It's beautiful.
It doesn't matter.
In fact, I was a little afraid to use it because you saw it and you loved it too.
Yeah.
And it's a color that we're not big fans of, you and me. We're not big blue people.
But I look really good in blue.
I will feel free to compliment you.
I look really good in that royal blue, and you tell me that all the time.
You do. You look good in royal blue. So it's this royal blue. I would call it almost like a brocade, but the brocade pattern was all like broken and it almost looked like digital.
Well, it has lurics.
These lurics threads
in it.
Lurics, they're like the flat. If you have sliver metallic thread,
that's what it looks like.
That you
and both sides were pretty.
Yes. So on one side it was a little bit more sparkly gold, and on the other side it was blue, and. So then they, like, interchanged. So
right.
One side was majority blue, one side was majority gold. And I was like, oh, pretty sparkly dress. So I thought maybe I could use the EZT pattern and just make myself a dress, you know, by extending out the EZT pattern, making sure
what
it would fit.
What a novel
I know,
idea.
So
oh, my gosh.
You can feel free to compliment
my.
Me.
Oh, here comes the compliment. You feel them? You feel the compliments?
I'm feeling the compliments.
Woo, woo.
But then I thought, I don't want to just make it solid, so I color blocked the top. I got the EZT pattern out, and I cut it. I cut the pattern apart. I added seam allowance to it. Got it back together. And actually, the fabric, this is where fabric recommendations are so important. And you know, the person who designed the EZT class, me, recommends that you use a very drapey.
This would not be drapey.
Yeah, I say use a drapey rayon chelet. And then several people ask me, you know, can I use a quilting cotton? No, or I don't think you should for your first one or whatever. It's a very easy fitting garment that a drapey fabric looks better on most people because right. It will give you a shape a right. little bit. It'll look nicer. Well, this fabric's stiff. It'll like stand right. up on its own. So I go and make it. And I'm making it. And Becca is at the shop. So I'm super duper tweaking this. I took like a couple inches out of the shoulder actually to make it look right. It was all different from the many easy tees I have made myself. And Becca goes, you're going to have to put a zipper in that. And I was like, no, I'm not. Just, when you going to put the zipper in, you know, is what she says to me. And I was like, no, I'm not putting a zipper in. And I got it to fit nicely. And, you know, a lot of you know that I don't have a very big bust. So it looked fine on me to have like a pancake dress right. on, basically. And I made it look amazing. And I think I wore it with no tights.
Yeah, you wore it. Right, right. You didn't wear it with tights in August.
Yeah, I wore it with nude shoes.
But that guy in the hall, like, googly-eyed you.
I hate to measure the success of my garment on a strange man's reaction, because that's totally against all of my, like, feminist principles. But what did he say to me? I was getting off the elevator. First of all, we were going back to our room to go to sleep. He's like, all right, ready to party.
That's what he said.
I just thought that obviously the dress is like very striking
right.
and sparkly, and he felt that
free
it was,
to compliment
he
you.
He felt free to compliment me that I was ready to party in this dress. And it was kind of, the fabric was not easy to work with.
No.
It sewed together okay on the serger. I used a 5-thread safety stitch uh-huh. to put the whole thing
sure.
together. And I guess when I went to the sewing machine, I really actually should have changed like a ballpoint needle. Because I was snagged on some of the...
You should have had a microtex.
I don't know. I think the ballpoint... Because, like, the serger went through it great, you know?
Yeah, well, the serger has sharp needles.
Yeah, but it's got ballpoint needles, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
they're
here
sharps.
I am being wrong. But why do they work so well on knits, then?
Because it goes so fast.
You think
for one
so?
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and those needles that are in the Ovation mm-hmm. are lubricated.
Yep.
And I didn't, I think I just had a universal needle in my machine.
Uh-huh.
And I snagged a couple times. Now, I got it to lay
right
nice again. But, yeah, so the fabric was a little difficult to work with. I was just trying to come up with a way that you could compliment me again. Be like, great job working on that fabric, Mel.
Oh. Well, it did work out.
Yes, you know. And then I actually wore it later to a wedding. And it's this royally blue and goldish stuff. And this might not sound very appealing over a podcast, but then I wore fuchsia tights.
And fuchsia shoes.
And fuchsia shoes. And I'll tell you about these fuchsia shoes. They were in our costume closet.
Yep,
and
they were.
We were cleaning them out. And what did you say that? Like,
I said, I think these are your size. Do you want them?
Yeah. And
I was thinking we should keep them.
Well, they weren't just fuchsia. They were fuchsia suede, which
yeah,
I am in love
absolutely.
With. I love fuchsia suede.
Right.
Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. So I kept them. And I have these fuchsia tights. And during the wardrobe challenge that we did.
She almost got rid of them.
The closet clean out. I almost got rid of them. I thought, these are such a crazy color. And I want like a nice functional wardrobe. And I thought, but you know, it's my favorite color.
You've got to have fun in your wardrobe.
Well, I was having a really hard time wearing high heels.
Oh, yeah.
After I had
right.
the baby.
Right.
So I almost got rid of the high heels. I think I was cool with keeping the tights.
Right.
But I almost got rid of the high heels because I thought, these are hurting me so much right now. I was going to physical therapy.
Right.
And just not wearing heels. But I'm so glad that I kept them because they were so much fun to wear with this dress. And I actually have fuchsia Swarovski crystal necklace, too.
And you looked really cute, and I was not embarrassed to be with you at all.
You weren't embarrassed? Okay,
no,
yeah. Mom was at that wedding, too. So we'll include a picture of this dress.
I don't even remember what I wore.
I don't remember what you wore. You didn't look as cute as me.
Obviously.
That's for sure.
Obviously.
I mean,
I must have looked like
a dog. Yeah, you probably just looked like a homeless person or something.
Bet.
Yeah. So anyway, I was really excited to use that fabric and to make such a simple garment that works. And
right.
It's just really.
And it was kind of off the cuff. I mean, you saw, and you were inspired by the fabric.
Yes.
And the fact that you needed something to wear.
Oh, and at Baby Lock Tech, there was a gentleman there who makes all of his own suit coats.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a very sparkly suit coat.
And he wears like metallic shoes.
Yes. And so we got our picture together.
That's right.
Very exciting. So we're going to take a little message break, and you all can just think about how beautiful I am and feel free to compliment me. And we'll come back, and Zeedee will share her story. Hey, Mom, what's the coolest thing that I've brought home from the shop recently?
Okay, I don't know the formal name. I call it the Floriani Cutting Kit.
Well, I think they call it the Embroidery Toolkit, but who cares?
Oh, okay.
It is a snazzy case set of 5 scissors, and my favorite thing in here is actually these mini duckbill scissors. They're great for applique. They fit in your embroidery hoop.
I'm crazy about those, but I'm also liking the small embroidery snit scissors with the little pointed tip. Love them, love them, love them.
Yeah, those things, like, they can get in there.
Yeah, yeah, they get in the spot.
I also really like the little squizzery snips in here.
Yes.
That you squeeze in order to cut. They are curved as well, so that's fabulous.
And then there's the 4-inch straight blade scissors. I love them. I love them because everybody needs a little pair of scissors that are sharp and good.
And as a nurse, I bet you're happy that there's a little pair of offset tweezers in there,
too. The offset tweezers. I love, I love, I love. And you can get in any spot in a machine or a garment or anything. And they look like a little crane to me.
They do. And they're real pointy on the end. And they aren't grooved in there.
Right.
So that they don't get a bunch of lint in them.
Exactly.
When you're using them.
If you have this kit and rotary cutter, you've got it made.
Absolutely. And this makes a great gift. And it is on sale now at sewhere.com/cutters. You'll see all the rotary blades and shears and scissor kits that we carry there. And if you use the code ZEDECUTS, that's ZEDECUTS at checkout, you'll get 15% off all cutters that we carry at sewhere.com.
So long and so happy.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, and we're back. Mom, please inform me on how I may feel free to compliment you.
Well, you know, I am working on the production and development of the leggings class that we will produce and have for everyone to purchase online. And, I mean, I've been making leggings for a really, 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 really long time. In fact, I was making leggings before people were wearing leggings.
Mom has Jane Fonda's pregnancy workout book.
I do. I do.
The original, like first edition.
Yes.
We could probably sell that.
I have the LP that goes with it, too.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But I guess the reason I say I was making leggings is lots of tights for men I have made.
Yeah,
things like
yeah.
that where, you know, those aren't so available for people. But anyway, I thought, especially after going on YouTube and finding all of these leggings that don't fit people.
Right.
Like, you know, there's these tutorials and then what these people want. And I thought, no, I've got to really make sure that, you know, when I'm fitting something, it fits. And I didn't want to totally rely on, Now, when I make leggings, like yoga leggings, I want like 15, 16, 70% lycra in them for yoga.
Right.
But, you know, you're contorting your body then. You want everything to go in any direction you ask it to. So I decided I would totally draft a pattern for myself.
Right.
And I did wind up with a few little things that'll be really good to put in the class. But, and then I decided I would use just a one-way stretch, or what you call a two-way stretch, which is, the stretch is only east-west, right?
One-way stretch.
I call it a one-way stretch myself. But to be specific, it stretches in one way only from like selvage to selvage.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Right? Doesn't stretch the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought, man, I'm taking a chance here, right? And am I going to have to change? Because what I wanted to make sure is that I was getting the rise correct.
Yeah.
And the depth of crotch correct. That this is, because everybody's complaining about this. And I don't understand why they're complaining about this, because when I make them, they work.
Yeah.
So I know, I'm not understanding why people, so I just wanted to make sure I wasn't relying on all of this stretch.
Yes.
So I went with, you know, this, it was about, oh, I think it was about a 50% stretch, or I remember checking it out, but it only stretched, you know, east and west. Right. And I made them and they fit me like a second set of skin.
They're beautiful.
They were perfect. So those of you who are having trouble with leggings fitting, it's I don't know. I don't, you know, it's,
well, you
just
need
that
VB's
being
class.
Done right. Right, right. Because, you know, I experimented on myself to make sure that these were going, you know, I can wear them without, I mean, I wouldn't even have to wear a tunic because my butt looks so good in them.
Yes. And but, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So, well, and you did an excellent job, speaking of wearing a tunic or not, these particular one-way stretch leggings have a stripe on them.
Yeah, they're horizontal.
And of course, you matched the stripes perfectly.
Yes, which is what you should do.
ZD's like, of course, Mallory.
Yes. Otherwise, people would think, if they didn't match, people would think I bought them.
That's right. No, people, that, yeah, absolutely.
But I guess, you know, I feel good about that, because I feel like I'm going to put out a product that I know will work. And probably if you have a problem, it's going to be because you miscalculated, or are you, you know, we'll be able to find out why yours don't look right.
Yeah, we'll be able to help you out,
right.
Especially since it'll be, and that's, I feel free to compliment you on figuring out this whole formula and everything, because when people get to use their own measurements and then plot the points, it's not like you got to find the pattern to size to start with and then start messing with it, you know?
Right, right. No, well, this is the best way to go. It's always better to draft your own pattern, guys.
Absolutely. That's why we got to, you know, get all these classes up for you. So I will feel free to compliment your beautiful. They're a little, they might be a little out of season by the time this podcast gets up.
I know. I need to wear them like really fast.
Yeah, they're snowflake leggings.
They're snowflake leggings, and they're in like magenta and purple and gray.
I'm jealous too. I didn't get to have any of that fabric.
Yeah, there's enough for me to make Zelda a pair.
Oh, okay, okay. So she can, you all can have matching leggings.
That's right.
Oh, good. Send y'all out of the house like that. Great, great.
This kid belongs to me.
Can't you tell we're wearing matching leggings?
We just buy one bolt of fabric and make clothes for everybody
That's
in the family.
Right. That's right. Well, if you want to hang out with us, you can go to the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/self-sewn-wardrobe. And ZD and I are there all the time, having a great time, complimenting you and letting you feel free to compliment us too, right?
Yes.
Yes. And if you want to get one of those pins that say feel free to compliment me, it's our original design. You can go to sewhere.com/compliment to pick one of those up. Okay. I have like 7 calls to action in this podcast. Sorry, everybody. I know my cousin Vinny references in this one.
That's right. Well, this might not come out. You don't know when.
I don't know
follow
when
that one.
People might not know.
We did a podcast. We recorded a podcast like just before this, and we used a lot of my cousin Vinny.
They might just have to go back and listen.
Yeah, you might have to try and find it.
Or stay tuned for next week.
It's about sewing advice, so that would be the one.
Yes.
Anyway, so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.